Welcome to Off the Bench for McDonald's, Macca's drive-thru, fast, safe, contact-free. And for Tyre Power, get your free 5-minute safety check.
Top of the morning, if you're dialing in for the first time, a big warm welcome. This is Off the Bench right around Australia. It's great to have your company for the smooth barista-made coffee from a cafe available 24/7. Official restaurant to Macca's of the AFL, and how good will it be to have AFL back in Melbourne few weeks from now. And for Tyre Power, the best buys, big brands, sale on now. Of course, proud partner too of Melbourne United, who hit town today.
Ooh, the big boys are in town.
The NBL Cup is in town, and this afternoon is going to be epic. Yes, what a day ahead of sport.
CG's calf going.
Still a couple of weeks away, I would think. Minimum. Won't take any
weeks
time.
Away. Come on, CG.
Blue Diamond in the afternoon picks.
I'll be watching that, Craig.
You're going hot into Melbourne United after that.
Well, I'm hoping my man's got his A-game coming today.
Hello again to you, Pixie.
Hello again, Hutch. Hello again.
Don't forget our Punters Club's still open. Into the word Diamond. One of 20 opportunities. Hit go now. Simply text your sports bet username and your password. $1,000 up for grabs. Off the text, picks.
Off the text.
Keno in Aspendale said he's walking past a thirsty camel in Hampton Street right now. And all that popped into his head was you two blokes going, hold. Can't wait for the Blue Diamond this afternoon.
3 o'clock. We're talking about the Herald Shield.
What times did you jump today, Pix? Advice for Keno?
Three. Well, I don't like to get going too early. But I've got a bit of stuff to do after radio. We're moving office at the moment, so I want to do a bit of that. I want to do a bit of that.
I like
my new office. We've gone from level 5 to level 1 to ground level. You know what's next?
Basement.
We'll be in the bloody car park, man. Pitch. I can see what's going to happen.
We've adjusted things on the ground floor, and there's only a few plum.
There's four offices.
Four plum offices in the big open plan.
Of course.
And how you've snared two of them.
That's what happens, Hutch.
If you actually measured contribution versus space, it's ridiculous how you've. I went down there, don't tell me that's Pixar's. You could not possibly.
Chris, me, Pitch, and Chris Tan.
Oh. There's some people who got caught napping there.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. You've got to have a good, strong relationship with Amanda and the crew that are important in here, and I have. I work with the matriarch.
I can't see you keeping up with that side of the office.
I've got a bone to pick with you, by the way.
Right.
You've done it again, Hutch. You've done it again.
Right.
You did it in trade radio. Matty Rendell did all the heavy lifting. He sat in here every day, and it comes time to put the TV product together.
Yep.
And what do? You're real in. Oh, Soss was there all week. Be real in Matty Lloyd. Lloyd comes in. You've done it with the tennis. BP has done 11 days straight, Brett Phillips. He's called everything from afternoon games. He's interviewing. He's doing on-court interviews. Come time for the big finals, you're wheeling out Jared. I heard you. BP no longer.
They're both calling the tennis together.
No, I know, but you've wheeled out the big dog.
Brett is the chief of tennis commentary in Australia.
I know he is. That's what I'm saying.
He's dominated the tennis.
Don't give him the Matty Rendell treatment.
And he's absolutely the star of the show.
Don't you dare give him the Matty Rendell treatment and bring in bloody Lordy.
He's the star of us, and he's the star of Nine Courtside.
He's the only one I listen to with tennis. When anyone's talking about tennis, I don't care who it is.
He's done a great job.
Include them all. Pipe everyone. They all know a bit about it.
Feedback on him has been awesome through the Australian Open.
Well, he's a gun at it.
For Kia.
He's a gun at it.
And
so well done to BP.
The way it needs to be over the weekend. It's
at least I listen to him when he comes on and talks about tennis.
He knows it back.
So if you listen to people like me and you're wrong.
There isn't a commentator who dominates their sport in Australia like he does tennis. There you go.
Yeah, he's a gun.
Can you think of a comparison? Well, I'll let you stew on that in a minute. There are a few in each
cricket
category.
There's a few.
But in cricket, there's 10 or 15 elite.
Yeah, there is.
Across
tennis, there's no one.
He's the guy.
He's miles ahead of everyone else.
Yep. All right, let's go now.
Well, what about our old producer, Val? He thinks he knows a bit about it.
Yeah, no, he's up at 3 o'clock in the morning going through the European tournaments.
Yes.
Anyway, it's time now for...
Thank you for being a friend.
I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret for Magic Hand Car Wash. Give someone that new car feeling with a Magic Hand Car Wash gift card from Australia's leading car wash. Visit magichcw.com.au.
Magic Hand Car Wash, washing cars for over 25 years. Give someone that new car feeling with a Magic Hand Car Wash gift card from Australia's leading car wash at magichcw.com.au. And at the young of heart age of 90, she no longer needs to call us, Pix. We call her. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
How are you today?
Exciting week we've had.
We have, Margaret. It's been a fantastic week. And the Blues had their best and fairest yesterday.
Wasn't that good? And I was pleased about Wiedering getting it. But you know what I did love? I loved them. There was one award I just loved.
What was that?
Can you think of which one it was?
Best clubman? No.
The most valuable.
MVP?
My Liam.
LJ.
My Liam.
LJ.
I'm all the way with LJ.
I'm not sure how you can be the most valuable and not win the best and fairest. I think it seems...
That's right. I was thinking the same thing.
If you're the best and fairest player in the year, shouldn't you be the most valuable as well? I don't know. Anyway, that's what he won.
Best team man, because you're responsible for that. After you called him useless after that Friday night game.
Yeah, you take the credit, I'd say.
It was a Friday night game.
I reckon I am.
Where he had a shocker. We ran through the list the next morning. Back in 2014.
Well, it was a long time ago.
We got to Liam Jones and you famously uttered the words useless. And since then,
he's turned his career around
on the back of that.
He has.
He definitely has turned it. Well, I blame Carlton. They played him in the wrong place. They should have known where he was going to start.
Now, do you know what the funny thing about that, Margaret, is? He'd had 5 years at the Bulldogs and played as a forward and looked all out of sorts as well. So they got him across as a forward, but... Geez, he's a very good defender. So Jacob Wiedering beat Sam Walsh, who had a great season. He's only a young man. Geez, he's going places, Sam Walsh, as well, Margaret.
Yes. Oh, he's going to be a great player this year. Oh. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. I think he'll be brilliant.
By the way, the Blues have already won the SEN hype ladder for the big hype for the year.
Haven't they got some hype about them? The Blues.
There's a bit of hype about the Blues, Margaret.
Oh, I hope they're not, you know. Oh. I don't like the sky.
No.
let my work do the talking.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll start the season well. If they start the season well, they're away.
Let's talk about the tennis.
I hope so.
Who are you barracking for in the respective finals of the tennis, Margaret?
Definitely the Russian.
Yeah, Medvedev.
And Naomi. Definitely. I certainly hope that he can put his best foot forward. I think he will. He's not a bad player. He's got a good temperament too.
I think he's won something like 20 games in a row, Margaret. He's won 20 matches in a row, yeah.
Well, so long as Djokovic doesn't get his time out, you know, he'll go out and freshen up and come out in new shorts and new shirts.
You know he's going to do that.
Hair done.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
Face washed. And all ready to go again, have a second go, and the other guy sweating down the other end like nobody's business, walking up and down waiting for him to have a bath.
Oh,
same with the other girl that beat Barty.
What do you think about that? You're onto this trend before anyone in Australian sport, I reckon. What do you think of what happened with Barty?
I didn't. Look, congratulate the other girl. She's won. Barty should have got a act together in the second half. But I would like to absolutely get onto the recipe that was in that lump of ice to sit on her head to take away giddies, because I get giddy sometimes and doesn't go in 5 minutes, I can tell you. It lasts a little bit longer. I didn't like that. I don't like to go out and get treatment like that and come back and keep somebody waiting for 10 minutes nearly on the court. I don't like it. But however, Barty... Had her chances.
Handled it well, too.
And she's not whinging, and I'm the only whinger. But stop that leaving the court.
Yeah.
Unless they've got blood pressure. If the blood pressure's not good and the pulse is not good, well, yes, they have to go off. But if that's all right, they stay on the green. Why do they have to go off?
Yeah, I thought Ash handled it really well. Like, very gracious. Didn't you?
She
want
did.
To use an excuse? Said I was outplayed.
That's
how you got to be. We're outplayed. It's a bit like the Aussies getting beaten by India.
And she was.
Got beaten by a better team. That's what happens.
And she was. In the end, she was. But still and all, I don't like those.
You can't get your head around Novak, can you?
He doesn't like
him. I cannot. I don't think I'll even be able to watch him for a while until the other guy's in front. If he's in front, and I'll tell you, if the other guy wins, I'll just enjoy the replay like I did Serena
and Naomi.
Oh, so pleased for Naomi. She's got wacky-do for her.
Yeah, I was on Serena's bandwagon, only because I was talking through my pocket, I must
say. Why?
Oh, because I backed Serena to win in a multi.
Oh. Come on,
she couldn't raise a gallop, I tell you. Nah. She couldn't keep up with the Naomi.
It's a changing of the guard.
She kept saying to herself, bad shots. It wasn't bad shots. She just couldn't keep up with Naomi's speed. And
I think she's wonderful. Good on.
She's been a great player, and I'm not taking that away from her. Congratulations for all she's done. But you know what? It's over. It's over.
It is. She's had her go. She's a champion.
She's had her go. She's had enough.
Now, Margaret, did you ever look at the... did you sit up and watch the IPL auction the other night?
I did. I could not believe it. You know what I couldn't believe? I couldn't believe who got passed in. Labuschagne.
Yeah, missed out.
Missed out. Why would that be?
Aaron Finch missed out.
They're not a big fan of toasted sandwiches in the IPL.
Ben McDermott
not too good. Wasn't too good with him playing, skiting on the carrying on the field. When he was bowling, he was getting all the wickets.
Chirping to him on the TV broadcast. Don't be bringing that bloke in.
I'll tell you what, there's a few really good Australians that missed out in the initial auction. Now they're still.
I couldn't believe who missed out.
Well, Steve Smith only went for $390, which is still not bad money for 6 weeks' work. But
yes, Maxie's.
Maxie 2.5.
You know what I was surprised at? Guy Richardson. What a good effort. What a good wallet he got.
$2.48 million for Jai. He was the best bowler in the Big Bash this year in the BBL.
I know, but that's big money, isn't it? That's a good offer.
Remember, Pat Cummins is on 3.5 or 3.2 or something.
Unbelievable money.
Yeah, so now there's some good coin to be made over there. Any wonder that they the whole
you're
schedule.
Not one of those guys.
And Roy.
How do we get ourselves
there? That's the next move. Dropped. That's the next move, Hutch. That's the next move. But technically, you and I need to talk about that.
I'll come recruiting. Yeah. I'll be at junior games with the next weekend if you
yes,
want.
Yes, well, there's an
idea. It's 3.5 for 6 weeks.
Please. Well, there is.
You're taking points on that. Count me in.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. But anyway, so we are working through that, Craig, at the moment. So what else have we got with Margaret?
Can you sign one at least to get us started?
Yes. Yes, Craig. That's the plan. That's the plan. It's not
happy
that easy, by the way.
To your little girl.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. Yeah. She's Mia turned 17 yesterday, which was great.
Don't look at the Facebook, Margaret. Pix has let himself down on the Facebook. He's posted a whole bunch of pictures of himself on television, and you can hardly see the poor girl.
I have not.
Who turned 17?
It was embarrassing. It was all my little girl. Every photo was of my little girl.
He's a lovely father. He's very good to his girls and speaks to them beautiful. I think that's lovely, Liam.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you. Are you on Facebook, Margaret?
Things are calming down after he gave the school a piece of his mind on the radio.
I'm that house party, I think that's to call it.
I'm not clever enough to get on that,
Hang
Margaret.
On, you're on house party.
remember Margaret was. She was on house party, but it's part of the, she's got her family on a house party group.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Thanks to Hutchie and you for the book. It's lovely. Yeah, I talk to my family quite frequently.
Your iPad.
It's lovely. Yes, I do. I love it. I can't believe it. Sometimes I muck it up, mind you. Sometimes I'm talking to them and I touch the screen and they're gone.
It's nice to be able to connect.
Just having a look back to the...
We're better go, Pix, but
off to the IPL auction again. There were a number of Australians that retained their spots on lists. So you're talking to the likes of Dave Warner and Kane Richardson and Chris Lynn and Hazelwood and Stoinis and these type of characters. So there's a few Aussies still going to be playing.
I heard very much on the coverage out of India in the middle of the night, they were very interested in what David Earner wants when it was announced. Have you got it there, Zebo?
How many contracted Australian cricketers are there? I mean, I can Google search what David Earner wants.
Anyway, Margaret, we have a bit of fun. Can you leave us with a little song, Margaret?
This is unlikely.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? That's one out of the box.
It is.
Cheerio for now, boys.
See you now.
Bye, darling.
Jeepers, creepers.
Good luck to the number 10s today with your fake bookie there at home.
Number 10s?
Yep, well done.
If there's a few chances
Margaret
of number 10s
Sunbury.
Today.
That's how, I thought it was where'd you get those sneakers. That's how.
No, peepers.
You go back a bit.
Yeah, Crosshaven she's got in the Futurity and the Blue Diamond she's going with Marine One.
1-300-23-55-48 is the Imar Insurance open line. Imar Insurance, the tradies mate. Call 13 IMAR to call them. Call 1-300-23-55-48 to call us anytime this morning as we go to a break. Plenty more to come for Tyre Power. Best buys on big brand sales on now. And the smooth barista-made coffee from a cafe, available 24/7. The punter's word passcode for those asking on the temper text is diamond.
This is Off the Bench for McDonald's, Macca's drive-thru. Fast, safe, contact-free. And for Tyre Power, get your free 5-minute safety check.
Want to win?